They say 80% of us will have back pain at one point in our life. How can you prevent it? Or if you have it, well, how do you deal with it? My next guest takes a unique look at this back pain industry, crooked, outwitting the back pain industry and getting on the road to recovery. Author Catherine Jacobson Raymond on the line. Catherine, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. You, an investigative journalist, also authoring two other books and more, and we look forward to this conversation when it comes to back pain. I worked in the physical therapy field prior to this career change, so anything that has to do with the back, I sit up a little straighter and talk about it. So, crooked, what's your premise, Catherine?
Well, first of all, I want to say that, in fact, there is just one previous book, not several. My first book was about memory and attention and what happens to it in middle age. It's called Carved in Sand, and it came out in 2007. So my premise for Crooked, well, you know, I had been dealing with back pain myself for years, to one extent or another. I guess it had started when I was a teenager, and slowly it had gotten worse when my children were born, and I became their favorite Sherpa. I really noticed a change. And yet again, after that first book came out, when I was on the road giving lectures, et cetera, and I decided that, you know, I tried everything I knew about, from chiropractic to various types of exercise and physical therapy, and that now I really needed to make this a serious quest. And as I started to see physicians and go through the kinds of interventions that most back pain patients go through, I started to have a lot of questions because I am an investigative reporter, and that is mostly what I have, is questions about anything and everything. And what I realized as time went on was that there really was very little evidence and basically no good evidence for much of what was being offered patients, much of what was being billed to the federal government through Medicare. So this became a very big issue for me, and I spent the next 5 years or so investigating it.
Thank you for that. Why are there so many ways to treat back pain? And the tagline, according to your research, so few of them effective.
Well, whenever there are a lot of ways to treat any quote-unquote, you know, medical condition, whenever there are dozens of ways, and, you know, the count varies on this. I've seen everything from 22 ways to 200 ways. It generally means that no one has any idea of what the best approach is, and that beyond that, that there's a question about whether this should have been medicalized in the first place. Because there are so many ways and so little evidence for the gross majority of them, that is reason for my readers and back pain patients in general to say, now just a minute, if you can't tell me what is going to work or what has a very high likelihood of working, why should I pursue that? And as I investigated further, I came to understand that the only areas in which the evidence was really there were in such areas as cognitive behavioral therapy and intensive exercise. And that is where people started to see changes. Now, this is not to say that there's no benefit in surgery. There are situations where people truly do need spine surgery. An example of that is a child born with congenital progressive scoliosis. That may be an instance where spine surgery is essential, or someone who develops a tumor within the spine. Definitely. Someone who has a very bad infection may need surgery. But the gross majority of people who are having spine surgery do not, in fact, need it. It is what is considered an elective procedure. And people need to be extremely cautious about going down that road because very often the outcomes are not good. And as one of the experts in my book, Brian Nelson, says, people think, okay, you know, maybe I won't be better. But what they don't realize is they may very well be worse They may be the same. They may be worse. And certainly some people will be better. But those who are better are generally people who are in excellent physical condition to begin with. And as we all know, back pain patients, and I was included in that, we really don't want to move. So we really lose conditioning very quickly.
And yet, do you tell us, Catherine, that health insurance providers will happily pay for a major operation?
I certainly do tell you that. And up until very recently, that has been the case. Surgeons, spine surgeons were able to be to get surgeries, spinal fusion surgeries approved, and they were reimbursed very nicely for those. And the real reimbursement, the people really making out like bandits, were hospitals who they were able to make a lot of money off of those surgeries through the insurance providers. Now, that started to change because as medicine in general has become more evidence-based, insurance providers are starting to, they see that you pay for a spine surgery and then you may pay for a revision surgery, and then you may very well pay for an extended rehab period, and that may not work, and then you may be paying for painkillers for an extremely long time, possibly the rest of your life. And along with those will come many, many other medical problems that the insurance company will also have to be paying for. So it is no longer as attractive. And certainly in the last several years, we've started to see insurance providers turn down requests for spinal fusion surgeries. They're still paying pretty heartily for some other things that don't work too well, like epidural steroid injections, which I'm sure that many of your listeners have had, and which I talk about extensively in Crooked. These can be remarkably costly, depending on who's giving them and where they're being given. And they do not necessarily do anything. There's very little evidence for their use. There are some significant downsides the FDA has been aware of for decades, in fact, but which are rarely revealed to patient. And I talk about those extensively in the book as well.
The book is Crooked, Outwitting the Back Pain Industry and Getting on the Road to Recovery. Catherine Jacobson-Raymond. Catherine, a couple minutes left. How is back pain treated in other parts of the world?
Well, it's quite different in a lot of parts of the world. I spent some time in South Korea, for example, where there definitely is a trend towards spine surgery. That's a trend perpetuated by American device manufacturers. When I use that term device, I'm talking about the spinal instrumentation used in these surgeries, as it's been harder for American device manufacturers to be highly, highly profitable year over year. In the U.S., they've started to move out into Asia, into India, et cetera, and certainly other developing countries as well. However, when I was in South Korea, I spent time, about 4 days, with the people from an organization called Jaseng Hospital. And there are nine hospitals within South Korea. And if you develop back pain, say you have an attack of sciatica in South Korea, you may call an ambulance and say, I would like to be taken over to Jaseng. And you will be checked in for a week. It is not fancy, very basic. And you will be subjected to various types of treatments, but none of them are surgical. There will be acupuncture. There will be exercise. There will be herbal, traditional Korean medicine that is, essentially herbal medicine. And so that's how they do it there. In India, you may very well undergo an Ayurvedic treatment. I just spent some time in India, and I saw how that worked. Quite different. You'll have oil poured all over you. You'll have your diet changed according to what your practitioner feels will be beneficial to you. So that's a very different situation as well. In Europe, much less surgery. It's national health generally, and they don't like to pay for that. still a tremendously high usage of painkillers in many European countries. Australia, much more like here. New Zealand, very similar also to the U.S.
Final words from you, Catherine Crooked. Final message.
Final message. All right. Well, on my website, which you can find at cjramin.com, there's a lot of great information. I also have a resource section, and you will find it divided by state, topic, many, many good ways to search. You will most likely be able to locate a provider of the type of intensive exercise that might actually help you. Also, other options such as Feldenkrais and Alexander technique are mentioned and explained. I certainly suggest that you purchase the book because vastly more there for you to enjoy and understand. Most people seem to be referring to it as a page turner, which really, for this kind of book, that I consider the ultimate compliment. So let me know what you think. You can reach me easily through my website.
Catherine with the Catherine Jacobson Raymond. Thank you. Crooked is out. Take care.
Thank you.